May is National Moving Month, and we're joined again this week by Scott Michael, President and CEO of the American Moving and Storage Association. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Now, this is a subject that we've talked about before, and as we head into the summer season, you know, the kids will be out of school here before too long, and in some states they're already approaching the end of the school year. Here in Michigan, a few weeks left to go, but that's besides the point. This, as summer approaches, kids will be out of school and people will be moving, and now's the time to think about how you're going to go about doing that. There are a lot of professional movers and a lot of good options for moving. You just want to avoid some pitfalls, and that's what we're going to talk about this morning. Scott, first of all, when we talk about the moving industry, how big of an industry are we talking about?
There are thousands of movers around the country that are professional movers that can do a good job taking care of your move, whether it's a move across town or whether you're trying to go long distance across the country or even overseas. There's just literally thousands of movers out there, and you want to make sure that you go through and identify which of them are going to do the best job for your particular circumstance. And that's why we recommend finding a mover that's located near to where you are, just so that you can have a better sense of checking out their facility, make sure that they have a business location and have the right equipment to do the job for you.
And before we go too much further, you know, we all like to think that we can find it on the web, and there's information on moving on the web. In fact, it's a pretty easy site to remember, moving.org. So if when we're done with this interview, if you want to check that website out, there's a lot of resources there. And even if I'm looking for tips on how to find a reputable mover, they're going to be there. But Scott, while we're on the air here, what are some of the things to look out for? If I'm checking out a mover, what should I be looking to see and hoping that I don't see in a mover?
Some of the warning signs that could be a problem are if the mover's asking for a large cash down payment up front. That's always a concern that you want to find out why they're looking for so much money up front. They're going to have all of your items, so normally the movers will ask for payment upon delivery. You also may have some movers that refuse to come to your home and do an in-person estimate. That's also a warning sign that they may not be a reputable mover. Most reputable movers are willing to come to your home, give you a free estimate, and look over the items that you have, get a sense of how much it would cost to do that. And that's a good tip from people that are even thinking of moving themselves. It's usually a free estimate, so it doesn't cost you anything to have a professional come in and look at it and get a sense of how much it would cost. It may be less than you think, even if you're planning on doing it yourself.
And you can also check out a mover if you've settled on somebody or you found somebody that looks like they're interesting. You can also check them out at BBB.org, Better Business Bureau. Better Business Bureau keeps pretty good track of those situations. And like we said, there are, just like in any business, there's a possibility to have somebody that's out just to get a hold of the money and, you know, separate you from your money. There are scams out there, but there are a lot of really good reputable movers. And again, if you get the one that's close to you, they're going to be able to, it's going to be a whole lot easier to get that in-person estimate. And you mentioned, you know, if a person decides to use a mover, I think about all the times that I've moved, and you take a look at the house, and you think, well, that's a lot of stuff, but we can do that in a weekend. Then you get into it, and you really realize that, you know, if you don't move every day, if that's not your daily job, you're bound to run into some things that you don't expect. So the price that you pay for a professional mover, it seems to me, would be could very well be offset by the fact that you're hiring somebody with professional knowledge to get your stuff from point A to point B.
Absolutely. We get reports occasionally about people who don't know what they're doing and end up behind the wheel of a large rental vehicle, and they're relying on their GPS on their phone or something, and they're not realizing that's designed for a car and doesn't have information about low bridge clearances, and so they run into a bridge, or there's something else that you just wouldn't even think about because you're just not used to dealing with it. And that's why we do encourage them to look at using a professional. You mentioned the BBB. That's a good resource to try and identify where a good mover is and get a review of a company. There's also a website the federal government has, which is protectyourmove.gov. That's G-O-V for government. And they give reviews about moving companies. They have complaint history about movers as well, in addition to our website, which is moving.org. There's a .org at the end that says that we're an organization, not a for-profit company. So make sure it's moving.org, not moving.com or something else.
And when it comes to that, I mean, it just seems to me, Scott, like there are a lot of resources. I mean, I hate to say there's not an excuse for not finding a reputable mover, but there are a lot of opportunities to help a client find the right mover and the right fit, and to do that. Again, the websites are protectyourmove.gov, that's the government website, bbb.org, and of course, moving.org, which is another one that's pretty easy to remember, and of course, moving.org for the American Moving and Storage Association. And we're joined by Scott Michael, President and CEO of the American Moving and Storage Association. Now, how long have you been in the moving business, Scott?
I've been with the association for 22 years now, and a variety of different roles. One of the things I've been very involved with over the years has been working with the military. That's our largest single customer for the industry. Represents about a quarter of the business is relocating our military families this time of year, Memorial Day and everything. It's good to think about the military families, but it's a key part of our business year round is relocating these military folks from one base to another. And that's been one of my key roles over the years here.
Now, what are some, once you've found that reputable mover, what are some of the things, some points that a beginner, somebody who's not used to moving all the time, what should we remember? I mean, is there anything specific paperwork-wise that we should have? Anything that we should do as far as contracts and things like that? Obviously, when you hire somebody to do a large job, there's going to be some paperwork to be signed.
There is, and it depends on how far you're moving. If it's a local move, the forms are going to be different than if you're crossing state lines, but on an interstate move, there will be a bill of lading, an order for service. There'll be other paperwork and inventory that identifies all the different items that are included in the shipment. You won't necessarily see all of those on a local job, depending upon the different requirements that you have. And so you need to get a sense from your mover about what the paperwork is that you're going to see. Again, if it's an interstate move, there'll be some brochures that the government requires you to receive about your rights and responsibilities for the move so that you can understand what to expect. So you'll see a lot of those different kinds of forms. It's important if you have any questions about the paperwork, make sure you're asking questions. Make sure you understand what you're signing. Don't just sign a blank form. That's good advice for any kind of transaction. But make sure you understand what it is that you're agreeing to and what the form says and what the document indicates. The inventory should list each of the different items that you're going to be moving. The condition of the items, if they're already broken, then the mover will want to list that so that they're not held responsible for damage if it's already damaged. So that's the kind of thing that you'll see on the inventory form. And the other paperwork should indicate where you're moving to and from. If you're expecting to require storage, it should indicate that. And if there's any special services that you might need, if there's anything extra, like an extra stop if you've got items in a mini storage facility or your aunt's house or someplace else, those types of things should be listed on the paperwork as well, along with the charges so that you know what you're going to be paying.
Get it in writing.
Absolutely.
Scott Michael, President and CEO of the American Moving and Storage Association, we appreciate your time. Again, those websites are moving.org, bbb.org. You can check out a lot of professional movers at the Better Business Bureau website. Or protectyourmove.gov. May is National Moving Month as folks get prepared to move over the summer months. And Scott, we appreciate your time and thanks for the great information.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.